every great business, every great franchise, it's about so much more than the products you sell, the services you provide. It's about the founders, and every great business, no matter the size of your business, no matter the stage of your journey, it's a reflection of the founders. It's a reflection of their entrepreneurial journey and the lives they change. And today, I'm really glad to be spending time with CJ McPhail and Lindsay McPhail, founders of Outsider Coffee. And they're going to share with us a part of their journey as entrepreneurs and as franchisors that within 3 months of franchising their business is well on its way to achieving some remarkable milestones. So glad we're spending some time together.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So we have a lot to discuss, including like the meaning of life and everything else. But before we get there, just for everyone listening in and that's going to be joining us first, I'd mention if you want to check out Outsider Coffee, go to outsider.coffee. If you want to check out their new franchise website, go to outsiderfranchise.coffee. CJ and Lindsay, as we just set the table here, where are you guys at today? I mean, we franchised 3 months ago or a few months ago. What's going on in your lives?
Well, it's crazy exciting. To start at the end, we have two franchisees that are representing four locations that they have already signed up for. And we have a couple of more with really strong interest that we will probably sign in the next couple of months. And then we'll probably hit pause for a little bit to catch up and help those initial franchisees be wildly successful. They're already like family to us. We can't believe we get to work with them. We're thrilled.
Yeah. And we'll dive a little deeper, right, as we go along today. And we're going to talk about what it was like when you approached franchising, that journey, and really what's created some remarkable results right now. But let's backtrack a little. Really, guys, what brought this all about? What is Outsider Coffee all about? Just if you could share some of that journey.
Sure. Well, we have four boys. Two are on the autism spectrum. So we really just in life have always been outsiders. CJ was in corporate America for years and years, and it just was never a good fit. He was great at his job, but we were always in the back of our mind just thinking like, what could we do? I always had businesses, side hustles going on, and he was always, you know, at work in an office, and neither of us loved life. And it just got to this point where we're like, there's got to be something more. We're making good money on the outside. We should be like that perfect, super happy family. And we were happy as a couple and a family, but we were just not happy with our work. And so we started to dream about what it would look like to have a coffee drive-through, because we love coffee and we love people. And it's something that we had thought about as newlyweds, you know, 20 years before, kind of dreamed about. Yes. But just with four kids and mortgages and stuff, it never was the right time. So we finally got to this point where our unhappiness with where we were pushed us to risk everything. And we had already lost everything at one point. So we knew what we were risking, and we just traded in anything that we had of value to open up our first location. And it went crazy, crazy well.
And I would say our unhappiness, that's a good word, but our unhappiness was rooted in fear. It was rooted in what are people going to think? It was rooted in 1,000 what ifs.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't work? What if we lose everything? What if we have to move in with our family again? What if we have to, what if? And we just got ourselves to a point, and I'm really proud of this part of our story, that we just said, yeah, what if? Maybe that happens. But what if it goes really well? What if what we love to do, which is pour ourselves into people, what if we could use coffee as a vehicle to change people's lives, to disrupt marriages in a good way, and help people recenter on what really matters to them and help them discover their purpose, because maybe they've never said it clearly before. And what if we could do that at a window in a small 128 square foot initial drive-through, or a 300 square foot drive-through? What if we could do all that? And what if we could have like this dream team of employees that we're not afraid to ask open-ended questions and to deeply know our customers, so much so that it moves them to tears. And what's exciting is most of those what ifs have come true. It has been a difficult road. I think people that talk about entrepreneurship as if it's easy aren't our people. I don't relate to that. I don't know who those people are, but it has not been easy, but it has been such a joy. It has been so worth it. I'm being technically paid for our business to talk to you right now. And this is my job today. It's insane, Charles. We're so grateful.
There's so much there. We're talking about a coffee concept, a coffee business, but yet you're using words. You're talking about mission and purpose and interacting with lives and impacting marriages. So, when you look at the outsider coffee brand, and I firmly believe, right, that entrepreneurs will hopefully one day save the world.
Yes.
But how do you make that connection? Because what, from the outside looking in, someone's going to look at Outsider Coffee, it's a powerful brand, and it's going to be a powerful franchise, but they're also not connecting the dots with this genuine purpose behind it. And I know it's a reflection of you guys. And I mean, talk a little bit more about how you came to connect this passion with the brand and what just so happens the product you're serving.
Yes.
Well, I think we've always been in some way or another, whether it's full-time work or volunteering, we've been a part of nonprofits and we love people. That's not just a tagline to say we're a people first company. We're both certified coaches and we have counseled and walked with people and couples through really hard things in life. And so we knew that if we were going to make it, where we started our first locations is in Southern Oregon. And it's has to be one of the most saturated drive-through kiosk coffee industries, hands down. So we knew if we were going to start something there, it had to have a personality. It had to stand out. And so our idea was we're going to combine really loving and pouring into people with serving really good coffee. And so it kind of just, it kind of grew as we said, yes, we didn't have all of the details. In fact, I don't think we had our original menu until 2 days before we opened. We didn't know anything. We just knew that if we could get opened, that there was an amazing opportunity to see people, to value people. And it seems weird because you're at the window for a couple minutes, but it's incredible the deep connection that you can make with your daily customers just by, looking at them in the eye and choosing to make them the most important thing for those few minutes that they're at the window. That sounds so simple, but it's actually really profound. And as we realized that and started pouring into that, it just exploded this incredible community of other outsiders.
And I think we're all addicted. I am also to people putting attention on us. We all long to be seen, we all long to be known. And the fact that we can do that with coffee, which is something that we personally love and something we have in front of us right now, as well as a business model that can change people's lives.
What are people craving when they come to Outsider Coffee? What are the moments where you guys are that just felt great and I impacted a life?
Yeah. I would say, I worked the bar for over 2 years, and the most impactful thing is seeing a person drive up. I could say hundreds, but this girl named Barb would drive through every morning and she'd get her same, 16 ounce Outsider with an extra shot. And so she'd drive up and we'd all go, "Barb," and have her drink ready. And so we could actually talk to her because we knew she was coming through and got the same thing every day. So we were able to talk to her about her life and her job. And she had a very stressful job. And so it was just those little things of seeing someone. We do not take time to actually see people, to say you are worth remembering. Your drink with the extra shot and making it just how you like it, that's worth remembering. even moving to a different part of the country where it doesn't, there's no coffee culture here yet. There is nothing like what we do, and we don't do anything like very complicated. It's just that we choose to see and know people. And I think when you know, I'm going to go through this place, and of course the coffee's great, but more importantly, they're going to greet me and be excited to see me. And they remember who I am and what my drink is. Like, that's where I want to go every single day. And there's something powerful in that, that people get to start their day or just have that kind of encouragement on a really rough day. We have people who will come in just because they don't even necessarily want a coffee. They just want encouragement because they know they'll be met with a genuine smile. And we're so excited to see our customers. And that makes a difference.
Well, and I would say, you know, to add to that, to add some background to that, we believe, Charles, that our customers are the answer to most of the problems in the world. And I know that's a grand statement, and Lindsay and I have a number of grand statements, but we stand behind it because so often we Americans, we tend to look at a nonprofit or a for-profit organization and assume that when there's a homeless situation or a mental health challenge or an opportunity to do something really big, we assume somebody else is going to go do that. And we often make donations and pay money for other people to do that. But what Lindsay and I have realized in our lives is when we've been the ones that go out and do it, it changes us.
Yeah.
And that's so simple, but not enough people are doing it. So if we can inspire somebody at the window, get to know them, know their name, know their drink, know that they have three kids and two granddaughters in Southern California that are graduating from some big college this weekend, and understand that their father just passed away a couple months ago and they're still grieving that, and understand the highs and the lows, we can then enter into their life in some way through our social media feeds especially, and challenge them to be the one that steps up into that problem. Not so that they can be a hero, but so they can change their own life, reposition themselves in such a way that they no longer look at that nonprofit, whatever it's called, and say they're the answer. They say, no, I can step up and do something. I can make a difference. And when we accomplish that, it's not if anymore. When we accomplish that with our customers, it is the greatest thrill. It's not about financials, although our financials are strong. It's not about great coffee, although coffee is good. It's about that life, that grandma, that grandpa, that 25-year-old that's not even sure they are where they're supposed to be, that can step in and go, I've got skills, I've got abilities, and I actually can do something with that.
Yeah.
And we cry when we talk about this. I get so queepy. Like, I love it. Like, these people are our heroes because they're the ones that are going to change the world. Yeah. We just get to be a guide in a small little coffee shop that reminds them of what really matters. That's Outsider Coffee.
Yeah.
And you know, as a parent, and you guys are parents, the millions of ways that you're impacting your team members, young and old, in ways you don't even realize what's ahead for them. So it's look, you can't fake a mission, and you can't fake what's inside of Outsider Coffee, right?
Right.
Ironically, what's inside. But guys, so you moved from Oregon. You have two corporate locations. You've moved. I believe you're on track, or you're about to be selling them to become franchise locations.
Yeah.
How did franchising come to mind? What was the thought process? Our subscribers, they're entrepreneurs, they're franchisors, they're large brands, and they're people considering, like, what was this thought? How did this come about? Share with us, you know, some of your experiences there.
Well, I think we knew we always wanted to have hundreds of locations. Like, we have, like, across the map of the United States, I had that as my backdrop on my phone for so long. And in the beginning, honestly, just being super honest, we were like, hell no, we will never franchise. Mostly because we didn't want to risk our mission being watered down. But then you fast forward 3 years in, and we moved to the East Coast and managed our two locations on the West Coast from, 3,000 miles away. So we had to build systems, and everything had to be just so in order to stay profitable and, for the team to feel supported. And as we did that, we realized we had built something that was really sustainable. Also, it's really hard to run something that's thriving, even though it is, from 3,000 miles away. And so we just thought, if our goal is to make an impact on as many communities as possible, why wouldn't we be very strategic in who we partner with? But why wouldn't we partner with other people who have a heart like we do, who love coffee and want to make an impact? And so it wasn't, I mean, it's just been within the last year that we've really been like, okay, this is something that we want to do. Still knowing like we have to have really strong things in place so that our mission doesn't get watered down. But that's where you guys have come in and helped us so much. I think even just talking to you, we talked to you before we were really set on, is this something we want to do? And you guys have been such a huge gift to us. Walking us through things we didn't even know we needed to walk through, but also helping us think through all of the systems and all of the things that are going to ensure that our brand stays mission and people focused. And I mean, you guys have so much to do with that. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I would add that one of the things that we've heard to back up what Lindsay just said, that's probably been the most heartwarming for both of us, is on with the franchisees that we have signed, all of them universally have said, it's your brand. When we've said, have you researched other coffee drive-through brands? Because there's some really good ones out there.
Yeah.
And we encourage people, go view all those other ones, talk to them, like interview them, I mean, do your homework. But understand that we are unapologetically people. And we will always focus on people. And we also are pretty passionate about profit, but it's gotta be the people. And the franchisees that have signed and given us a good chunk of funds already are the ones that have said, I love your brand. I've researched those other people and they're great. And there's nothing negative about any of those other companies. We admire them, but we want your brand. Your brand is what's going to help me. This one girl, I don't have permission to use her name, but one of the ladies, the moms, told me, I can't wait to lay my head down on my pillow at night, because she's heard Lindsay and I use that phrase a lot. I can't wait to lay my head down on my pillow at night knowing that I've got a team working 12, 14 hours a day, changing people's lives. She goes, pinch me now. I can't believe I'm going to be a part of this. And I just thought, holy manolis. I mean, and we haven't even opened, we haven't had a franchisee open a location yet, but that's the sentiment going into it. And you can imagine what those type of people in the world are going to do. It's going to change things.
I mean, just reflecting every one of our conversations, even when Lindsay doesn't feel like being in a good mood, you guys are always smiling.
That's right.
And like, always, I mean, you know, your brand is, you guys are living that mission. One of my biggest issues, I say this often, that everyone takes credit when a franchisor does well, right? Mm-hmm. But when a new franchisor doesn't, everyone blames the founders, right? And the reality is it's the founders, and you guys bring something very special. But I mean, it's share with everyone out there thinking about franchising their business and process. Yeah. You guys jumped on everything, adopted everything, even our, you know, focusing on our branding workshop and the result that you guys put together is amazing because it reflects your business. I mean, can you share, I mean, how you guys approach the process like as we work together, there's a difference between doing it and then really going all in. And I'm going to try to share this. So when one of the biggest issues I see with startup franchisors, they sometimes rely too much on what other people have to say, and they're not given tools, which are really important. Like, we are a startup brand. We have to approach this asymmetrically. Mm-hmm. We need to be genuine and focus on our brand and who we are. And what I love is as you guys prepared your version 1.0 of your website, everything was focused on what it should be: transforming franchisee lives, our uniques, which for you guys is model, mission, moments, right? And even on the model end, you know, really focusing on the unit economics, right? And the, yeah, you know, yeah, what matters to franchise buyers. And I think that's important. But I think most important was sharing your story.
I think it's safe to say that at some point in our lives, we've all felt like an outsider. There have been times that our insecurities take over and we feel like we need to pretend to be someone else to fit in. There's those nights when we lay our head on the pillow and we wonder if we belong or where we belong or what our purpose is. An outsider is someone who shows up strongly, boldly, confidently, knowing that what makes them different is actually what they can use to change the world. Our dreams come alive.
What was it like as you guys are preparing to tell your story, as you're entering the franchise world, you're working on your website? What were you focused on? Because, by the way, you guys did a great job. Thanks. Turns out, because it's not marketing, it's genuine, but you followed the process and you guys viciously followed it. You were intentional. You got the job done. What was that like? What's some advice you'd give?
Well, I think one, we had our videographer was in Oregon. So we did our headshots here and we had him edit everything, or not the headshots, but the interview part. And for us, we love story. We love, one of our pillars is your story matters. And so we've always been really connected to our story. In fact, whenever we hit a road bump, which is feels like a lot, we always say that's another chapter in the book. So we always are, we're very good at articulating the ups and downs. I think we've done a podcast together. And so that's something that we feel comfortable with. The hard part is the key, I think, is having a great editor, because we will just continue. We talked way too long. I sent him like 25 minutes of us talking and we'd get done with a segment and be like, what did we just say? So being able to be free to just have a conversation. For us, that's what it's about, is having a conversation, speaking our heart, and just remembering our mission, and or you could say, you know, your why. But for us, it just bubbles up. And so I think when you can do that, when you can be comfortable, you know, we were out alone in our roastery with our video. And so we just really felt comfortable talking about what we love about Outsider. And we tend to tag team pretty well, but to be super honest, we did a first video that our videographer sent to us. And I was like, no, I hated the shirt he was wearing, which made him crazy mad. And I just felt like we didn't really finish. We didn't really convey the message or the mission. So we sat down and did it again. So thank goodness we had Danny, our videographer, so good. But also we are just really comfortable talking a lot about our mission.
A whole lot. You know, I think though, to talk to somebody that hasn't done this yet, just connect with the emotion of why you're doing what you're doing. And to me, that's just really important. And I'm saying that as a man for all you guys that might be watching this. I mean, connect with the emotion. If you just stumbled into this and it's just a financial transaction, then I don't think that's going to attract the people you want anyway. And even if it does, it's just not an ideal situation. But if you can connect emotionally to what you do and why you do it, why did you start this to begin with? Go back to those early days and feel that again. That will come through in what you share. And I believe that will connect with the right people, the type of person that you're trying to and hoping to attract to your organization. And then that's fun. And I have to say, I'm proud to say this. It's exactly what has happened with us so far, is the franchisees that we've signed are just like, honestly, I feel so like childlike excited about who they are. And we haven't even, you know, we're just in the beginning stages of working with them, but they're just such good people. And I'm so proud of that.
Well, it's no coincidence that you guys are coaches, because that's a big part of franchising and who you are. So as we think about your franchisees, and you know, what I'm proud of, we had a conversation recently during a check-in about, hey, we set a goal of selling X and we really don't want to go past X, right? That's a great conversation. But part of that conversation, part of that goal was because you are focused on your franchisees. So,
yeah,
as we project ahead, right? And years from now, what do you want the story of your franchisees to be? Mm. When they think back about what Outsider Coffee's meant to their lives.
That makes me want to cry just thinking about that, because we're criers.
You're evil, Charles.
Because I think I want it to be an awakening. Like, you know, when we look at who our target people are, that it's just like, I thought my life was going to be X. I wasn't happy with that. And then I found Outsider and it opened up so much more. It opened up a whole new avenue to loving my community. It opened up a whole new like ability to leave a financial legacy for my family. Like, to me, I want it to be a before and after. Like, before I found Outsider, it was, life was fine. But because of not just Outsider, not just the company, but the relationship that we get to have, and I know as we grow, it will change, but I hope that we can always be able to pour into our owners just as much as we did like the first year. I know it'll be different, but like to wake them up to the incredible humans that they were created to be. Because I think there's like a misnomer that you hit 40 or you hit 35 or whatever, and you're supposed to have it together and you're supposed to know what you're on earth to do or your purpose. And the truth is we didn't open Outsider till my 40th birthday. And I think there's so many people who are still searching for that thing. Like, life is okay, but there's got to be something more. And I hope that Outsider can be that more, or the doorway to that more for our franchisees.
Yeah, and I would just add just a little bit to that. I love that. I would just add legacy. You know, what we're looking for, people use legacy. It's such a boring term anymore. I want to ignite it. I want to ignite the word legacy. And have people look at their children and grandchildren and go, because we partnered with Outsider, I'm able to hand something off to my grandkids ultimately, should they choose it, that's going to change their lives too. But it's going to change their lives, not because there's a great business model, because that's there. It's going to change their lives because they, as franchisees, connected with who they were. They lived our mission. And then they woke up. And then they realize that's how they want to hire their team. And that's how they want to train their team. And that's what they want their managers to attain to. And then suddenly it just steamrolls into this thing that none of us could have predicted. And suddenly we're a part of helping marriages be stronger. And suddenly we're a part of people doing great things in the communities with the skills they always had. They just forgot, or they just hadn't tried because they were afraid of looking foolish or stupid. Suddenly they're out doing all that, and oh yeah, they're making great money, and oh yeah, they're changing the community, and oh yeah, their name, the logo is out in the community, and they're doing all these things. But I think it all comes back to, Lindsay, I love to say this, and I'll repeat it unapologetically: when they lay their heads down on the pillow at night, our franchisees will smile. Mm-hmm. Not because it's perfect, and not because it's easy, and not because they weren't frustrated with us probably at times, and not because of all those things, but because they stepped out and took a risk, and they realized it was what they needed for themselves and for their business. And now everything's different.
Yeah. I mean, it's cliche, but life is precious. These are like special moments. And look, as a business owner, entrepreneur, I enjoy every day. I really do. I don't even view it as work, even though we're working, and but it's funny because we're all achieving or striving to something. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, these businesses and improving, they're all stepping stones for something greater. I don't know exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate this, guys, and like, this is like chapter one, so I'm looking forward to chapter two. And everyone out there, I definitely think checking out Outsider Coffee. And, you know, I think on your website, one of your headlines is Wake Up to Your Greatness.
Yes.
And you know what, guys, I think you're on your way to really transforming lives. And I'm proud to be witnessing this. So looking forward to chapter two.
That'll be the next video.
And I want to say, Charles, and I know you already paid me to say this, but I'll give you the money back. We love you guys.
Yeah.
In my dreams, I would wish people would have access. All the entrepreneurs in the world that want a franchise could only dream of having access to you and your team, because you treated us like we believe we treat our customers, which is, who are you? Like, why did you do this anyway? I mean, yes, all the legality that you guys represent and all the documentation and all the dotting the I's and crossing the T's, all the stuff that you do so exceptionally well is there. But what really mattered to us is the heart behind it.
Yeah.
They're real people, and we really believe you care about us. We really believe you guys love us, and to go forward with that, because it's a little, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
And it's, at times it's fear-based, you know, it's like, holy cow, like, how do we do this next thing? Mm-hmm. But we always know we've got Charles and crew to give a quick call to.
Yeah.
They're going to encourage us in who we are, not just in what we're doing. And then we're going to go, yeah, let's go. So I would wish you on the world. And I look forward to watching your story grow alongside ours.
Guys, that's kind, right? But it feels good for us knowing, hey, we now have friends and family in another part of the country. And I'm glad you guys are part of the family. So I appreciate that.
We're honored.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.